The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Spanish tennis great Rafael Nadal cruised into the season-ending ATP Finals in London as the top-ranked men's player in the world this year. But coming back from injuries to capture two more Grand Slam titles and rise to the top has been exhausting. Despite saving four match points in his opening round-robin match with David Goffin, he left with a 7-6, 6-7, 6-4 loss.
I am off. My season is finished.
I did the thing that I had to do to try to be ready to play, but I am really not ready to play.
Swiss star Roger Federer had a similar journey to Nadal's in 2017, winning the other two Grand Slams. And he's won the season-ending event a record six times. He started with wins over American Jack Sock and German Alexander Zverev. Federer addressed the point that he did not chase the year-end number one ranking that Nadal clinched.
He was better throughout the year. He played more tournaments. He was incredibly successful throughout. So, no, I don't have any regrets because I feel like in my stage of my competition and my age, either it comes to me or it doesn't. And he had more, you know, gas left in the tank than I did.
What can you say about Gary Player? The South African has captured just about every golf accolade possible. Now, he's a part of the South African Hall of Fame.
To be in my own country, to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, is something I appreciate. I struggled as a young man dreadfully and suffered. And I think when you have suffering in life, you develop an automatic sense of appreciation and gratitude.
Gary Player hosts the annual Nedbank Golf Challenge, and fittingly this year, South African Brandon Grace emerged the winner at 11 under par.
This is that one event that, as a South African, you want to win Africa's major for a reason, and you know, what a special place it is, and you know, there's a lot of history, a lot of great winners on the trophy, and you know, I'm very glad to be able to put my name on the trophy as well.
Grace wanted to stay at par or better in the final round.
If I can get it bogey-free today, we're going to be in there with a chance. Managed to do that, I hit the ball superb all day, I gave myself some great chances. Didn't take all of them, but you know, I did what I needed to do, and it was great to finish, obviously, the way I did, and you know, bogey-free it was, and it was great to be able to pull it off.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.